Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 7 to the hour. Thank you for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Steve DelBianco, the executive director of NetChoice, netchoice.org. Steve, tell us about NetChoice before we get into some more good stuff.
Yeah, NetChoice, Jim, is a trade association, and you know us well. Our members are folks like AOL, eBay, Facebook, Expedia, Living Social, Yahoo.
But lots of little bitty guys, too.
Thousands. I'm with 7,000 small e-commerce sellers and online
I have
customers.
Met many of them, my friends. They're good folks. Go ahead.
And, look, our battle really is to make sure the Internet today is safe for capitalism. We're trying to battle regulations and taxation that mm-hmm. really get in the way of the greatest innovative force for commerce and communication that we've ever known.
Mm-hmm. Now, and so they, if they want to go to netchoice.org, they can find your iOffal list, the whole six items on the, on your October list.
That's right. iOffal's on there. You can sign up to be on our mailing list. We don't bother people too much.
Please do
maybe
it,
once a month.
Please do it. You won't regret it, I promise you. You want to keep up with this stuff, because I'm telling you, increasingly, you know this, and if you don't know it, all you got to do is keep listening to me, and I'll keep telling you, increasingly, the things that Steve is fighting for are going to become how you make your living. They already are, but it's going to be increasingly so. So you need to find out what Steve's up to, he and his organization, and support them, and I encourage you to do that. All right, Steve, let's talk about, what's your thoughts on the NSA situation going on in the last few months and the Snowden revelations the leaker, whatever people may call him.
Right. With only a few minutes left, I'll just focus on one unintended and unfortunate effect of the Snowden NSA revelations. And I've been on your show for 10 years talking about the mm-hmm. tension, the battle, the tug of war between the private sector, the businesses that create the content and communications of the Internet, and governments, because governments around the world have figured out the Internet is so important that they ought to be the ones that run it. But as you know, the Internet grew up because private sector designed the protocols and the rules, and the private sector manages
right.
the domain name system,
right.
the .biz, .org, .com.
Right.
The governments coveted that role and have been trying to take it over.
And
for
you've been fighting
years.
That tooth and nail for a long time.
And the government, you're right, Jim, and the governments have a role, but we don't want them to take over, because in that
right.
respect, then we end up with regimes that are completely repressive of free speech
right.
and commerce, being able to dictate the rules. Well,
that's right.
The Snowden NSA revelations were a gift to those governments.
Mm.
It's given them the excuse to claim that we can't allow a U.S.-based organization, and ICANN is a U.S. located organization. Mm-hmm. The U.S. created
even
the
though
NSA,
it's, even
US
though it's not regulated by the U.S., it has leaders all over the world.
It does indeed, but it has origins, and the legacy of Internet comes from the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
So the Snowden affair has become an excuse for governments to sever any
wow.
remaining linkage to the U.S. And,
wow.
And the casualty in this will be not just moving ICANN out of the U.S., but removing the private sector role of being able to vote for policies, procedures, decisions we make about new top-level domains,
mm-hmm.
and the ICANN rules.
Hmm.
So a very unfortunate
new, so there's new,
side effect.
There's new energy behind those folks. And where does it stand right now?
Well, the U.S. Administration feels cowed by revelations of Snowden and NSA. So they are no longer the warrior they have been to try to preserve the private sector role. I mean, this administration has been at my side fighting on this for the last several years. But right now they're feeling rather cowed and rather quiet.
Which department have you been with? Department of
Commerce? Department.
Commerce.
The Commerce Department.
Mm-hmm.
And they've been fabulous about this. It's really been a shining element of this administration. But right now Snowden has cut the legs out from under them, and the other governments are feeling quite empowered to reach in and demand change into the way we have built
once again,
and managed the
Internet. Steve, as we pointed out in other areas, you know, we don't have to throw the baby out with the bathwater. We, you know, what Snowden revealed, his whatever he did, is not connected to Internet governance. I mean,
You're
this
right.
is a canard. It's a straw man, isn't it?
It is, Chip, but we've lost the moral high ground to stand at the microphone and call it a canard.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So we will work on this to minimize the damage and to maximize the chance that the private sector will continue to lead the way.
Right. Well, I'll tell you what, folks, and I mean this with all my heart. When I contemplate the future of the Internet, I'm happy to know that there's an organization like NetChoice and somebody like Steve DiBianco fighting for us. You have no idea the work that they do unless we tell you about it and you hear about it from somewhere else. Steve, I'm proud of what you guys are doing. Keep up the good work, and I hope everybody will go to your website, netchoice.org, and support you. Come back again real soon. Keep up the good work.
Thank you, Jim. Thanks for all you do, and I can't wait to get back.
Steve DiBianco, ladies and gentlemen. Please check it out, netchoice.org. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.